Good morning, folks. It's 8:46. You're listening to KFSK. I'm here with my music host.
Hello, it's me. It's Ella.
Hi, Ella. So that song was Povo by Freddie Hubbard.
Yeah, that was something that we played in the jazz band in high school a lot, and I played the bass, and my gosh, that is such a fun bass line to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's very repetitive, but it's super groovy.
Well, that was a long version of the song.
Yeah, the song is quite long. When we played it in high school, we would have like different lengths that we would play. It just depends on how long people want to solo.
Mm-hmm.
We would play it sometimes for like 12 minutes and sometimes for like 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. First guess should always be...
What's this song? Why do I recognize it?
Oh, it's Round Midnight.
Yeah. Thank you. That was a rendition of Around Midnight from Wes Montgomery's Echoes of Indiana Avenue. And the one following is called Nika's Dream, also from the same album, which I think is what we'll play.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think we'll play the album.
Maybe not the full album, just some highlights.
Yeah, we've got some other stuff.
And some of the standards that are there. Obviously, Around Midnight, classic jazz standard.
My gosh, I think we played that every single day.
Yeah. Unsurprising. And so there's a couple others coming up, like Misty and Darn That Dream. I forget the original composers of that. But this next one, Nika's Dream. Thank you. All right. That song, Birdland, by The Weather Report.
Yeah, I love that one. It's like a fusion track. It's, again, we played that in my high school jazz band. Or actually, that might have been middle school. I don't know. It was the only jazz track that I learned on saxophone instead of bass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's catchy. Da-da-da.
Yeah, no, so fun. So mm-hmm. fun to play. I like singing it in my head a lot. And I think you sing a little different version of it in your head, and they don't match.
I think that's totally true. But if you think about what a song is, I mean, everyone's got many multitudes of versions of songs in their head. And it's only we only see like little surfacings. It's like a song is like a seal swimming underwater. And then you only occasionally see it come up. And that's the one recording that happened in 1968. And then it goes back under. And then it's existing in all these other people's heads. And it comes back up in 1972 and then it comes back down.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Jazz is cool like that.
Jazz is cool like that. Darn That Dream, Wes Montgomery. This is back to that album Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Wow.
So that last track was Night and Day by Joe Pass.
Beautiful.
Before that, we heard Darn That Dream by Wes Montgomery. Just, you know, some of the great guitarists out there. Mm-hmm. Wes Montgomery was known for the octaves that he held.
Must have had really large hands.
He must have had really large hands.
I can't do that like that, man.
Yeah. And so Wes Montgomery, unique playing style, he played with his thumb, kind of like the fleshy part of your thumb. And not like Joe Pass, who's probably using his whole hand. And that was a unique style of Wes Montgomery. I'm sure there's a story behind it.
Probably taught himself.
Yeah. Or was trying to be quiet. Right? Mm. Was trying to like play and like, you know, maybe not wake up the neighbors. Wes Montgomery used to be a machinist before he started making it big as a jazz musician.
Cool.
And Joe Pass, that was from his Virtuoso album, that song. Again, Night and Day. Amazing chord melodist.
So good.
This next song, folks, I think you'll recognize it. It's a Gershwin tune. So from the opera Porgy and Bess, which has spawned a lot of jazz standards, like this song that we're about to play, Summertime. It's also spawned It Ain't Necessarily So. That's another jazz standard from there.
I better say it out loud that Ella Fitzgerald will be singing on this track. That's who I was named after by my wonderful, wonderful mother. It's her birthday today. She lives in Anchorage. I doubt she's listening, but...
Shout out,
Mom. Mm. We've got birthdays 2 days apart. She named me after Ella Fitzgerald, so here she is.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can harm you.
right. That was Summertime by Ella Fitzgerald. I actually didn't realize Louis Armstrong was on this track, and he just wasn't credited in the version that I'm playing.
Yeah, I mean, jazz is really like that sometimes. Just a bunch of uncredited artists.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the music industry as a whole sometimes feels like that. Like, background singers aren't always credited, that sort of thing. Instead, you have the big name.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of these really old recordings of, you know, beautiful music.
I mean, that was Louis Armstrong. I'm surprised that they didn't say, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were besties.
They were besties, apparently.
Well, maybe they were. I don't know. I feel like they were.
Mm-hmm. This next track, Five Spot After Dark. It's by Curtis Fuller. He is a trombonist, which is, I feel like, pretty rare for jazz. But you were saying that you like the trombone.
Well, I love the trombone. And, I mean, you can always kind of tell in a jazz track or any music track, really, whether it was written by, like, the drummer or, like, a brass player or the piano player or something. And I have always loved pieces that were put together by the brass players, because I think they're brassy, they're big, they're fun.
And like that trumpet that we heard at the beginning of Summertime, really bright.
Really bright, really bright. Yeah. That might have been a specific mute. I don't know.
Yeah, I wish I was there. Mm-hmm. Well, again, this next song, Five Spot After Dark, we'll listen to it, and then afterwards we're hitting the end of our show. So we'll do the weather and some little messages before we jump into Science Friday, which is in 6 minutes. I suppose we should say bye.
Oh, goodbye.
Thanks, folks, for listening to our Rising Tide this morning. Kind of a jazzy one. Yeah, hope you have a lovely morning ahead. It's a bright, clear day out there. I think I can even see the sun, if I believe my own eyes.
I'm about to get on a plane and leave this town, and I'm going to miss it. It's mm-hmm. beautiful.
On that big jet plane to the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.